Dr. Ed Jackson describes University Hospital's founding mission.
You may not know that in 1866, when we were formed, we were really formed to provide care for the poor. That's one of the guiding principles of university hospitals, which is a part of our great compassion, I think, for our surrounding community over throughout our history. And then you had individuals, visionaries like Samuel Mather, who said he wanted their world-renowned healthcare institution. So we began to look around the world as to who was cutting edge, Johns Hopkins in those days. And a lot of our early structure was modeled after Johns Hopkins. And that's because of people like Samuel Mather, who the story goes that as chair of our board, he would personally balance the books at the end of the year. He would just write a check for what was needed. What a great philanthropist. I mean, a great lover of the community. So people like that came along, and then it's just sort of been, it's followed. They've always, and then when we affiliated with the university, that made us the academic center of Cleveland. And, you know, young minds are very prone to make you stay cutting edge. And I think that's why we've become such a great institution.